The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I do believe there was something in my spirit at that time that was saying there was danger, but I was six.
Childhood sexual abuse robbed Christy of her innocence. But with Dr. Nina's help, they are now encouraging other victims to tell their story.
I think when someone's able to step out and just share their secret, that's a huge step.
That can begin that transformation that God just has whispered in my soul every day since. I love you.
The Secret to Serenity, next.
Hey, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to come into your home. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. If you watch us, and I pray that you will watch us consistently, you're going to meet some very interesting people. You're going to hear transforming stories of true life experiences, and you're going to be inspired. But you're also going to be moved, I believe, by the Spirit of God to be involved in making a difference in someone's life, because God's made a difference in your life, or you want Him to, and one of the best ways to get God involved in your life is to become involved in someone else's life, to begin to reach out to them and to help them. I'm holding a book here in my hand called Secret to Serenity, Transforming from Sexual Abuse to Spiritual Healing. Now, the book was written by one of our neighbors where we live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Lives about two houses over, she and her husband and their little girl. And she began to tell me about her concern. She's loved helping people ever since we've met her. And she and her husband just want to be a blessing. And they've been very active in that. But not long ago, she came to me and talked to me about the adverse effect of sexual abuse and how really prominent it is in girls' lives all over the world and here in the United States. She has a very close friend named Christy Sturdivant. And she and Dr. Nina Rios Doria have written this book together. And it is absolutely amazing, isn't it, Betty?
It really is.
Because it tells the story of Christy's abuse starting at a very young age, and then with a trained counselor, licensed counselor, with a PhD in studying how to be a help, they wrote a phenomenal book. Absolutely phenomenal. I just glanced at page two and the story of Jesus and the price He paid and how we can have victory and how we can be clean and healed and new. It's just phenomenal. I want you to welcome our neighbor, Nina, and her friend, Christy. This is Nina and this is Christy. Would you welcome them to Life Today?
Thank you.
I am grateful that you all have paid the price, put in the effort to write the book. Christy, I'm grateful that you've been willing to tell your story. Nina, you began to tell us about your concern and you told us about Christy. Now, I want to know why you became so interested and so actively involved. What moved you to do it? Was it just Christy?
Well, Christy and I have been friends for a long time. So as a therapist, I was never her therapist. We were always just good friends, but I knew she was a sexual abuse survivor. And so I, as you mentioned, I always want to empower youth and help youth. It was when I started working with teens of sexual abuse and hearing their stories, it was just so heartbreaking. I'm like, I want to do more and I want to reach out more. And Christy and I started having these long conversations about sexual abuse and how prevalent it is. One in four children will be sexually abused before their 18th birthday. One in nine will tell. Those are just horrible statistics, and that's the title, Secret to Serenity. And so that's what made us begin to think about this book that developed through Christy's story.
How is the response? What's it like, the response to it? Is it positive?
We've heard some great things. Christy has some stories as well to share about that.
I want you, if you would, Christy, because we've read your story and Nina had told us about it, but just for our viewers, just tell us something about your journey and the effect that the abuse had on you and what you see people having to, so to speak, either dig out from or being lifted out of.
Well, I am a sexual abuse survivor, and my abuse was from my uncle. It started when I was six, and my sister was three. And my parents, unbeknownst to them in the 60s, dropped us off at my grandparents' house that day, and no idea what was going to be ahead for their children. And we were, I took my sister by the hand to go outside and play that day. And my grandmother said, don't go near the water, because she lived on the lake, and don't go beyond the tree. And the tree was the marker. And I took my sister by the hand and I led her right to the edge of the boundary that we were told not to go to. And unbeknownst to either one of us, our uncle was waiting there and lured us with a boat ride, said, come on a boat ride. And what two little girls at 6 and 3 wouldn't want to go on a boat ride with their uncle. Mm-hmm. And so we trusted someone that we knew, someone that we grew up with, someone that was a family member. And we walked forward, and I had no idea that memory would be burned in my mind forever. I remember what I wore. I remember what my sister had on. I remember taking her hand. I remember contemplating not going, because I do believe there was something in my spirit at that time that was saying there was danger, but I was 6. And I moved forward into the boat with my sister, and we went on a boat ride that really changed everything. And that's that day, I took responsibility mentally for my sister, and it changed things. It changed things. And the abuse continued and was repeated from there. And, you know, Satan really put a message in my mind that day. And this is what I believe sexual abuse survivors may can relate to, and that is this shame and the guilt and the responsibility that you take for that, because you start to own that you had something to do with it. And I took that on that day, as well as I took the responsibility of my sister. And it brings shame and guilt. And I knew that God loved me. I knew I believed in Jesus at a very early age, but Satan's voice became really loud that day. And he tried to steal my mind. And you know, he says he tries to, well, the Bible tells us he'll steal it. And he tried to take it that day. But Christ wins. He wins.
I think it's really important for you to understand, I don't know where you are in your spiritual journey. I don't know where you are as far as biblical truth or anything related to God. But most people who may even doubt God or righteousness do understand there's a terrible force of evil in the world. You don't have to just wait for a shooting in Connecticut or some of the horrific things you see. You just know there's a force, and it tends to prevail. The thing I think is really important to understand is that once somebody's been hurt, they've been damaged, that hurt is big enough, but the real crux of the matter is that it makes that individual vulnerable to what she just said, to the tactics of Satan. Mm-hmm. And once your will is broken, or once you get shame or guilt, the enemy can come in like a roaring lion. He can come in like a flood and just pound you down, and you can spend a life deceived and beat down. And isn't that precisely what happened? Didn't you feel this way? Did you have a sense of worthlessness and lack of value that haunted you for an extended period of time?
Absolutely. And it does beat you down. And it's a daily, from that point on for a long time, and it's easier now, but it's still, Satan can get in there, but
absolutely,
that's exactly what happens. He wants to tell you that God doesn't love you. Where was God?
Nina, what are you finding to be helpful when you walk in, and as you've watched Christy, and then you all have been involved mm-hmm. in reaching out to others, and you've written something that not only gives people assurance and comfort, but gives them some very specific steps to healing. What have you found in your dealing with people who've been hurt and watching the process of change?
I think when someone's able to step out and just share their secret, that's a huge step. That's like the biggest step to start your healing process. When I've worked with the girls, for those girls to step out in faith and finally tell somebody, they feel relieved and they can start healing. It's a long journey working on what happened to you through sexual abuse. our book is a great therapeutic tool to start. If someone doesn't want to tell anybody, they can connect with Christy's story because it's a conversation between her and I. And then I provide educational points about why they're experiencing this, and then they have time to journal, so they're able to process their own thoughts. So our book is a great therapeutic tool to get them to another place, to maybe reach out and go see a counselor, as we suggest in the book.
That's one thing I really appreciated about your book as I read through it. And I just saw from the very beginning, as you were telling your story, and then Nina, you, as a counselor, you would have input in there to where, because the emotions, even as they read the book, your story is going to stir up things and remembrance in their life and the tragedy that they went through. You took time and tenderness is the way I looked at it. Mm-hmm. As you would tell your story, then you would step in and give suggestions and help them work through that specific need right there, or that hurt that they were dealing with.
Right.
I think that's so important. You can't just rush through something. Like you said, it takes time, and to step by step.
Yeah, and we actually have a chapter on forgiveness that we write, that we walk them through the process about how to forgive somebody. And we've had people come up to us and say, this chapter helped me. I'm not a sexual abuse survivor. This chapter helped me learn to forgive somebody in my life. Yeah. So this has just been really a great, like I said, a therapeutic tool for people.
Don't you find that it's very difficult for those people who've been abused to take that first step? You waited until what age before you were even willing to talk about it?
Well, I waited till I was 29, and what happens is that you tell your... Well, I was told I would be killed, and I believed it. I mean, it's true.
If you
truth.
Told somebody,
if I told
you would
somebody,
be killed.
I would be killed. Mm-hmm. Or my
sister.
Would be killed. So I had not just my... I mean, I had a lot of... I had that, her and I, to worry about, but... And I believed it. I did believe that that was absolutely... And capable, and in a child's mind, it went bigger than that. Mm-hmm. Well, then this person could probably kill my mother and my father, and then, you know, my mind went crazy because Satan does that. He takes it.
So you finally told. So that's the step Nina was talking about. Mm-hmm. You've got to get started. The Bible says, confess your sins one to another that you may be healed or made whole. But really and truly, this is not so much as confessing your sins as somebody else's sins against you, but that still needs to be brought out in order for healing to occur.
Yeah.
Because there's been damage, and part of the damage is that you feel partly responsible. Mm-hmm. Children feel partly responsible for what happened.
Absolutely.
Even though it had absolutely nothing to do with it, they were not contributing, they were used, and they were literally taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, you need to go ahead and open up. And that's one of the things that you all make clear in The Secret to Serenity.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a website by that title, secrettoserenity.com,
yes.
Right? All right, if someone, because a lot of churches, they really don't know what to do. When I've preached on freedom and for people to be healed and delivered from the past, and I just mention those who've been abused or girls who've been molested, if there's a few hundred people who've come forward for prayer, there'll be a shriek of scores of them, and sometimes hundreds of women who've been hurt, or children, sometimes boys, who were taken advantage of, and they are hurt. So it's very important to begin to talk. Now, if someone in a church group would like for you all to come, say, to their church and help equip people to minister. That's part of what you want to do, too. So if they go on the website and communicate with you, that's there. They could also get the book. Mm-hmm. They could also learn perhaps something about how to help or find the counseling. You could help direct them to that, right?
Right. This is about intervention, this book, and prevention. I want the viewers to know just three things before we leave is talk to your children early on so that they will always share any secrets. If someone tells them to hold on to a secret, talk to your kids about what appropriate touch is, and that no one should tell you to hold on to a secret. Always tell mom and dad and trust that they'll always be there to keep you safe and never be mad at you. And then last thing I want to say is 80% of children that are sexually abused happen in one-on-one situations. Make sure if you leave your child somewhere one-on-one that it's observable and interruptible. Because if it's not, then something's wrong and you just want to be careful about that. People that are sexually abused, it's people you know and trust. So we want to educate our children, talk to them so they're not holding on to any secrets, that they can come to mom and dad.
You're trying to help people get free. You're trying to help people who've been the victim of this to find the way out. And so I think your website's important. I think the book is important. I'd be more than happy for us to send it to those of you who would like to have it. You know what we're doing right now, and I know you keep up with, because you've been a wonderful neighbor, you've been a great supporter of what we do. You not only pray for us and care about what we do, but you help us. But we are trying right now to rescue girls that have literally been taken captive, and they're selling little girls mm-hmm. and selling children in prostitution, mm-hmm. in sexual trafficking, mm-hmm. and we're trying to get them set free. That's critically important, isn't it?
Yes.
When you see something like that, Nina, what does that do for you when you see the need and yet you see viewers who watch Life Today and people all over the world caring about it? Is that encouraging to you?
Yeah, we want to help. We want to do more. We want to reach out and do what we can to make a difference.
Well, I really do thank both of you for your concern. I thank you for your involvement. And I got to ask you, how are you now? Because I can tell it's not just like hip, hip, hooray. This was a heavy, heavy thing. But how are you?
I am blessed, and it's been a journey, and I feel transformed. And it's been a life journey. And I just want to inspire and give hope that just tell someone. Sexual abuse survivors want to tell. It's locked up in here, but they really want to tell. Their behaviors show it. Their behaviors mostly, and I just want people to tell, and that can begin that transformation that God just has whispered in my soul every day since. I love you. I love you. Mm. And I had to turn Satan down and turn Christ up. And you know what? That's what's transformed me.
How important has someone like Nina been to you?
Oh, it's been amazing. She's been wonderful to be able to talk through my story and to help give insight. And I think it's made the book really special.
Yeah. Are you blessed now to see that your journey and your journey toward serenity now is going out to help lift others out of their despair and their hopelessness?
I feel blessed. I feel honored. I can't thank you enough for your time. And it's really a surreal moment right now to be completely public.
And I will say, it takes courage to share a secret, but she's not only shared it, but she's sharing it with everybody and sharing her story. And that just says a lot about her character and who she is.
Do you feel safe here?
I feel totally safe. I forgot about the audience.
Would you say thanks to God and thanks to these beautiful, beautiful ladies? And the book is titled Secret to Serenity. There's the website if you want to communicate with them. Say, would you come and help us in our setting, our church, and minister to people who have been hurt or help us know how? And we'll be glad to send you the book. We are giving Betty's book, Free to Be Me. It's hard to believe a little sweet little, I call her the original church lady. She was just such, so good. And yet as a church lady and in the choir and a Sunday school teacher, she didn't really know Jesus. And she told me, a kid that didn't even have a home who met Jesus, and Jesus so real to me, she said, Jesus is not real to me. He's just someone I've always heard about. And then he became real.
He sure did.
But also the shy girl sitting by her husband. She says sometimes, well, you just take me kicking and screaming all the way up out of the studio. Not really. She has been such a blessing. Many, many viewers say, James, you know the reason people listen to you? You may have the gift of gab, but we listen to you because she affirms you, and we believe and trust Betty. I thank God for her. Her story is a blessing. We're going to send it to those of you who will help us rescue people, just like what you're going to see. Now, let me tell you something. This is hard to watch, but you're really going to be glad you did. Because you're going to be the difference maker.
I know I once was a child. Some still say that I am. But what I remember of it has been smothered by the darkness I now know. Look at me, not past me. My life is not mine. I am owned, yet I'm disowned. I can hardly breathe. Thank you. My mind is shattered into 1,000 pieces. Shattered 7 times, 8 times a day. At the hands of strangers. Over 2,500 times this year. At the hands of sick strangers. Please, someone, rescue me. Put me back together.
I'm not sure, Betty, that I could stand to look at that if I didn't know we could do something about it. And even when I saw that report come back, my first question was, were we able to rescue her? And the answer was yes. And we're only able to do that because someone says, I'll help you. When we saw this need, it is horrible. When we brought it to you, you helped us build the largest center, life center, in the sex capital of the world, Thailand, to rescue these children. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a show place in the sense that it's so beautiful. But the real beauty is these little children that we got out of the trafficking or got them before the trafficker got them, when they came in and told the parents lies about how they were going to take their children, take them into the city, educate them, and give them a future. And they could send money back, which is all a lie. And so we're able to head off the enemy and get these children and get them in a good setting and then get those girls out of it, which is very dangerous, very dangerous. It's a great risk. And so the people who are willing to go in and risk it and plant their life there, for us to undergird them, that's what gives them the encouragement, the strength. And maybe it doesn't give you joy. I mean, that's horrible to watch. Matter of fact, I remember you said, I don't know that our viewers will tolerate that. And we didn't know. It was a risk. But our viewers not only tolerate it, they said, we got to help them. And so our viewers have been doing it. But when you see those children set free and full of life, doesn't it just cause your heart to leap with hope?
It really does, James. I mean, it would be impossible for me to sit here and watch that if I didn't know that we had the opportunity to help them, to give them hope, to help them be set free from all this captivity and this struggle. And I guess, James, the thing that got me, she said, please rescue me and help put me back together. That just tore my heart out because she feels like probably a piece of trash that's just used over and over again and then just discarded until they get ready to use her again. She wants to feel like a person again. She wants to feel like somebody that has hope in their heart. And we can do that.
And that's what the love of God does. But so you don't just talk about the love of God, you demonstrate it. So here's what I want to ask you to do. Help us rescue them. The missionaries have broken it down. It takes $128 per person. We're trying to raise right now to do what the missionaries have said, this is what we can accomplish, $1 million. In that, we need $275,000 to restore one of the life centers that had a terrible fire. And there are no more dedicated workers on the planet than this missionary couple. We not only want to rebuild, we want to expand it because the work is that important. So we're going to ask you to help us with that $275,000 need. Could you give $1,000 or a few thousand toward it? Would you do that, please? But then think about this. This is critical because this is the key. The key to rescue them is to cover that cost, $128. If you can give all of that to rescue one, do it. If you can give part of it, know somebody else will join you. Because it takes every one of us doing our part in God's heart to share His heart and to put His hands and arms around broken lives. Dial the number, take your bank card, use it, make the best gift you can. Go online, lifetoday.org. Many people do that now, thank God. Would you make that gift? Write a check to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. Really important we hear from. We have some special gifts to send you to bless you in your spiritual journey because we want to be a blessing to you. Thank you for helping us rescue those precious girls and precious children.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent boys and girls, many very young, are being forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can help reach, rescue, and restore thousands of children from the horrors of the sex trade in Thailand, Cambodia, India, Ukraine, and many other nations. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help reach, rescue, and restore one more child from the horrors of their kidnappers. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Free to Be Me, Betty Robison's updated account of how she moved from fear and insecurity to true freedom. You'll also receive the companion journal for your quiet time and daily reflections. With your gift of $128 or more to help rescue a child, be sure to request your copy of the Life Application Study Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help rebuild the Life Center in Ukraine destroyed by fire, or $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request the limited edition bronze sculpture titled Christian. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I hope if you can that you will ask for the commemorative bronze and make the $1,000 gift to help us rebuild that Life Center that burned and expand it. If you can give $1,280, help us rescue 10, do it. We're sending Betty's book, Free to Be Me, for any gift. We send that beautiful bronze for the gift of $1,000, the Life Application Study Bible. What a blessing. And if you would like to have Secret to Serenity written by our wonderful guest today, we'd be happy to send it to you, because there may just be a place in your heart or life where you need this, or you know someone who does. Join Betty and me in saying thanks again so much to Nina and to Christy for sharing. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you.
God bless you. Good to see you, neighbor.
Thank you.
Thank all of you for your help. Thank you for watching. Encourage your friends to watch Life Today. Encourage them to be involved touching someone's life every day.
And I feel sure we'll never move again. I'll only move every 27 years, so I'm not going anywhere.
Join Beth Moore tomorrow as she reflects on precious memories. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.